I am Lisa Warihana Timiwaze, the host of today's show. I am here with a sustainable crew from Nyasa Girls School, and we'll be talking to us about the fishing industry in our country, Uganda. Before we go any further, let me give them a chance to introduce themselves to us.
My name is Kanyiginya Kotini.
My name is Mirende Feba.
My name is Fiona Faith Chomene.
My name is Nasi Jibriti.
My name is Mariza Christine Queen.
My name is Lamar Rupia.
My name is Komanji Rashino.
So, ladies, I believe some people in the audience do not know what fishing is. May one of you please give us a brief on what fishing is?
Fishing is the act of getting fish from water bodies, like lakes, rivers, and ponds. There are different types of fish that are caught in Uganda, like Nile perch, catfish, mukene, tilapia. And the most common fish caught in Uganda is tilapia.
Thank you very much for that brief. So where is the fishing industry standing at right now?
So basically, this is where the fishing industry is standing at in Uganda. Fisheries contribute 12.7% to the GDP and 3.0% to the national GDP. When I talk about GDP, it means gross domestic product. Fish generates about 422 billion Ugandan shillings annually to the landings. The current status of fish of the fishing sector in Uganda states that agency note that fish farming production in the country increased from just 800 new tons in 2000 to 1,100,000 tons in 2019. This is estimated to be that fishermen range between 1 million to 1.5 million.
How do Ugandans, the countrymen, how do they benefit from the fishing industry in Uganda?
As for me, fishing is very important to our country in many different ways. First and foremost, fish is a source of food to both people and animals. Fish is also sold to get money because money is an essential and it is very much needed for human survival. So if you don't have money, I don't really know what you're surviving on. Fish is exported to other countries, which brings income to the country. It is exported to countries like United Arab Emirates, Israel, Netherlands, and many others. Lastly, but not least, a benefit you may not know of is that the dried swine bladder from the Nile perch is exported to countries like China.
With all the benefits that are being enjoyed by the country, are there any challenges that the fishing industry in our country is facing? The threats that are being put on the water bodies where we get the fish from.
Yes, there are some challenges fishermen face while fishing, but I will be joining some not all. These include bad weather, thinking of what due to using poorly made boats, less knowledge about fishing, for example, the bad methods and their effects, lack of proper fishing equipment, and lastly, attacks from wild animals like people.
The ways people threaten fishing grounds are settling in places of water bodies. We as Ugandans build our houses next to water bodies, and that destroys the water bodies. Animal rearing near water bodies. Often we see herdsmen taking their cattle to the water bodies and they dump waste that pollutes the water bodies, disposing industrial waste into water bodies and using poor fishing methods like fish poisoning that kills the fish.
So with all those challenges being mentioned, I believe there are some challenges that have been solved and there are others that have not been solved. So how do you plan on solving those ones that have not been solved?
Oh yes, speaking of the challenges and solutions we have,
checking on the forecast before fishing, checking on the mechanical conditions of the fishing boats before fishing, and also do not forget to wear a life jacket before getting onto the boats. And do not forget to also teach people on the good fishing methods to prevent negative effects on bad fishing methods.
My final word to all the fishers in Uganda, as my colleagues have talked about the benefits, challenges, and solutions to the threats facing the fishing industry, I encourage you all to follow the solutions such that the government can get revenue and for our fellow citizens to enjoy fish. Thank you for listening.
Thank you to our dear listeners and to the sustainable crew. It was such a pleasure hearing from you today. Have a great day. I remain Sarah Rehana Tumoyo.